Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Kevin Lytle joining us now from the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Kevin, how dare you put a CU story up at the Coloradoan, man?
how dare I write something that some people are interested in? I know.
So what's it? It's funny because I had Brian Howell on yesterday, who's a Buff Zone and all that, and I said, "Hey, Kevin's getting flack for this. If the shoe was on the other foot, and CSU had hired Primetime, and they were getting $35,000 in their spring game, would you put that on the front page?" He's like, "Absolutely. It's a statewide story. It's a huge story. So it's not just a CSU or CU deal." But yeah, I thought that was interesting. You were getting flack for that, man.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. There's this small group that seems to think that our job at the Coloradoan is, you know, simply just fanboy for CSU and not acknowledge anyone else, and that's just not the case. Our job is to write stories that are interests of people, and most of those, as you well know, are, you know, the vast majority of why I write is about CSU. But yeah, there's some interest in CU, and certainly there's CU fans up here in northern Colorado. Despite what some people might like to acknowledge, It's true, they exist, they walk among us. But yeah, I mean, I think Brian said, well, it's a statewide story. So don't worry, folks, I'll be covering CSU the same as I always have. I'll be there every day, the only reporter out there every day, be on the road. It's all good. The CSU stories will still come. If you see a CSU story, you don't have to read it. It's okay. You can just move on.
Isn't that the problem with the world, man? It's like, I hate this. I'm going to get on social media and rip it to shreds. It's like, just don't do it. Don't watch it. Don't read it. Whatever. Go away from it. It is a big story. The game's going to be on ESPN. They're going to get 35,000 plus in their spring game, and the Rams play them this year. So, yeah, it's all significant.
Yep. Yep, and it's kind of wild to me. I mean, Georgia's spring game. Georgia, you know, they're like, some people know that football program. I think they won like a trophy last year.
Some kind of deal, yeah.
Theirs is on ESPN2, while CU's is on ESPN. So that tells you how much interest there is in CU and Dion right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I got my producer, the wonderful Angel. He's an Alabama guy, and he's like, what the hell, man? It's all
we do. Alabama's, you know, getting bumped to like ESPN Plus.
They're getting on the Ocho, man.
Yeah.
They're going to bump them for the dodgeball game that's going to air that day.
It's going to be interesting, you know, when Saban and Dion are recording those Aflac commercials, you know.
No doubt about it, man. It is wild, but again, I stand by this, Kevin. If you're a Rams fan, good. You want CU to have this attention. You want CU to be successful, and then you go beat them, and then you take some of that success. This is all great for Colorado State.
Yeah, I mean, I think you nailed it right there. CU's going to get all these eyeballs, all this attention. And, yeah, I can get, if you're a CSU fan, it's kind of annoying that, you know, a team that, you know, was pretty terrible as well last year is getting all this, you know, positive pub. But, yeah, go beat them, and all those eyeballs all of a sudden turn a little north of like, hey, what's this team doing? Like, holy cow. So, yeah, I mean, and we've talked, how many times have we talked before, Brady? Attention and good football in this state is good forever. And I know CU fans don't want CSU fans to win. CSU fans don't want CU fans. But the actual reality is that's best for both if both are good, winning, and gaining a lot of attention. So, you know, hopefully this is just the start of it. You know, it'd be awesome to be talking about both these teams in a bowl next year.
It's such an interesting dynamic, Kevin. You know, again, my producer Angel's an Alabama guy, and, you know, I'm like, hey, do you ever root for Auburn to be successful outside of Alabama versus Auburn? And he's like, no, the hate is real. But they don't need each other. CU and CSU, this state, we're not Alabama. We're not Florida. We're not Texas. We're not California. This state needs CU and CSU to lead it in football, and then it raises all boats. And so it's much different. It's a different rivalry setup than what we see with Alabama and Auburn and some of the great rivalries in football. We need both of these teams to be successful.
Totally. I think they can both help each other. And then you throw in the fact that, you know, Auburn and Alabama, for instance, they're sharing a conference, battling for conference titles, whereas that's not the case for CU and CSU. So, you know, in a lot of ways, other than that one time when they play, you know, it really is a little bit more practical to root for the other team to have success. Whereas, you know, when it's a conference rival, it's a little different. You know, it's kind of like, I don't think CSU fans are really wanting Wyoming to win, because of the conference rivalry in addition to just the local rivalry. So, yeah, it adds a different flavor to it. But, again, college football's been so bad at CU and CSU for too long. It would be great if both could win.
Yeah, no question about it. Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And, Kevin, any news on the transfer portal front? Speaking of Wyoming, boy, I think it was my guy Smitty, he tweeted out, or somebody did, the entire, just Wyoming basketball entered the transfer portal. Just the actual program entered the portal. Everyone's leaving there.
Yeah, it's not far off. They now have 8 open scholarships. I believe it's 6 transfers, and then 2 guys, Hunter Thompson and Maldonado are, out of eligibility. So they have 8 open scholarships right now. And there's still a couple, question marks. The biggest one, of course, being Grant Mika. Is he actually going to return? He was not at the conference tournament, which I found very interesting. Maybe I'm reading the tea leaves too much, but that seemed very interesting that he didn't travel there. I know he wasn't at most of Wyoming's final games either, other than coming back on senior day. And they even had an assistant coach leave. Now, granted, that was a positive one. He got a head coaching job. But yeah, it's been tumultuous for Wyoming. And for CSU right now, it's quiet. No one is in the portal. I think some of that might be timing. CSU is on spring break this week, so players are probably back home, talking to family and stuff. And I think generally Nico Medved will hold, the exit interviews, end of season exit interviews, if you will, once they get back in school next week. So it might just be timing a little bit. But right now, things are quieter for CSU than certainly they are up north.
Is there a date in your mind that they will know about guys like, obviously, Isaiah Stevens and John Tonjay? Is there a kind of a ballpark estimate of a date we might know something?
That's a good question. I need to look at some of the NBA dates and stuff. It'll be sooner, especially, Isaiah's probably the more NBA question mark one of those two. It'll be quicker than David Roddy because he was such a unique case as far as, right on the edge there of a first or second round pick. But I don't know an exact date. I think by the time school is done, certainly they'll have a good idea of what those guys are doing and whether there's any chance they might come back. It might even be sooner than that. But those guys, it will take a little longer than, just a player that's deciding, hey, I might want to go find a new home and transfer elsewhere.
I mean, I keep thinking about this. And again, obviously Isaiah, he's going to know that he's the guy. He's got to decide on all this stuff here. But, if you're Isaiah Stevens and you're told that, we don't really think you're going to get drafted at all. You might be able to make a team. You might be able to get on, a practice, like a 10-day contract type of deal. You could be that kind of player for a bit until it takes hold. You just wonder, does it make sense to stay one more year? But then again, he's been playing for CSU for a long time. Do you finally just look at it and say, hey, I might want to get out of here and start making some money?
Yeah, there are several options that I think are pretty reasonable. One is obviously just, dive in on the NBA waters and see what you can get. Even if you're told, G League is your best bet, if you want to go all in on that, you can try that. There's obviously the Europe route, and Isaiah, at bare minimum, Isaiah's going to play in Europe and probably make some decent cash there. And, being 20s and living and playing in Europe, it doesn't sound like the worst life in the world. There's, obviously a return to CSU option where, hey, be the big dog, lead a team to an NCAA tournament again. And, I think CSU will be well positioned next year, especially if he comes back. And then there is also the one that, CSU fans don't really want to acknowledge, and understandably so. He could also transfer and try and play up to a bigger place as well. I lean toward that being highly unlikely, but never say never. And the good thing is I think CSU's getting the NIL thing going a little bit so that players like Isaiah are, it's attractive to stay here a little bit more than maybe it was. So yeah, those are all the options, and you can make an argument for all of them being pretty good choices, honestly.
Yeah, the transfer thing would just be a gut punch, though. That would be fans would be really have a really tough time with that one. But or you just get him a car, Markley. Like Torrey Horton got yesterday. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the world is changing fast in college athletics, and you know, from what I've heard, that green gold guard is doing some big work, and there's been some big movement, and players like Isaiah are starting to be pretty competitive on the market, and there's some good options out there for CSU athletes. So it is moving quickly in a direction, but it is still funny to see. Yeah, there's a 30 for 30 about giving away cars, sort of, with SMU. Yeah. And now it's being celebrated. It's funny how it's changed.
It is. And listen, I've been all for this idea from day one. I still think a lot of editing and revisions need to be made to this, but I'll admit it does. It feels weird. It seems a little strange. It's like here's a car dealership. Here's a car for you for playing. Again, I know they can't say it's for playing, but we know what it is. It still seems a little strange. And then we go back to the Reggie Bush days too. It's like here we are.
Yeah, exactly. It really has changed so much and so fast. It's just a whole wild situation.
Do they hook up any like beat writers and stuff with cars, Kevin? I mean, come on, man. You've been covering this team for a while. You should get the hookup. You should get in on that.
Yeah, I'm working on my first NIL. the phone lines are open, but no one seems to be calling for some reason.
Well, I'll see what I can do, man, because I want to get in on that too. All right, Mountain West, we'll see how they do. And then March Madness, we got Nevada tonight in the play-in game.
Yeah, exactly. I had some friendly debate with some fans on Twitter yesterday. I think that, understandably, people are wary and skeptical of the Mountain West because it's been really bad lately how the Mountain West does in the tournament. I'm feeling maybe I'm, too familiar with these teams and feeling too optimistic, but I feel pretty good. I think across the board, it's pretty decent matchups. I set the over-under Mountain West win total at 2.5 for the NCAA tournament. And I don't know, it feels like a good number because when I say Mountain West will win two, that feels too low to me, but I get a little nervous when I say they're going to win three. Mm. So I guess that makes it a good number.
Yeah, no, that sounds good to me. I mean, I'm trying to make my picks and everything today, so I'll keep that in mind. Kevin, my man, always appreciate your insight on all things CSU, even when you throw up a pesky CU story once in a while. I still appreciate you, man.
Exactly. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and he is the CSU Rams insider. He's out there every single day covering these teams left and right. 48 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. When we come back, is the likelihood of Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy being traded away a real possibility? And what are the Broncos hoping to get for Jerry Jeudy? We'll talk about it next. We'll be right back on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.